There's a discussion in the Achronim whether we apply the principle of Shomea Ka'one to Sfiras HaOmer. Shomea Ka'one is the classical principle we have. Literally means Shomea Ka'one. Hearing is like answering, like saying. Because we have... Shomea Ka'one, people use, let's say, for Kiddush every Friday night. One person makes Kiddush. Everyone at the table is chayiv in Kiddush, Nashim, men and women. And by listening to the Kiddush, we consider like you're saying the Kiddush. So Shomea Ka'one usually applies by a mitzvah of a dibor. So therefore, why should it even be a discussion? Everyone agrees Shomea Ka'one works by Kiddush or other mitzvahs. So why wouldn't it work here? So let me just point out, everyone agrees when it comes to the bracha of Sfiras HaOmer, Shomea Ka'one works. You could listen to someone else's bracha, which is another kash on the Minhag Yisroel, is if normally we assume if one person makes, you know, among the Hasidish crowd, people make their own Kiddush, but many places one person makes Kiddush for everyone. That seems to be the Minhag. So why is it that when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, that's not the Minhag? Everyone makes their own bracha. Obviously, if you're home alone, you make your own bracha, but in one person in shul, this answering amen to the bracha. But pashtus, everyone agrees that regarding the bracha, one could rely on Shomea Ka'one. Unless you hold like the sheet in the Rishonim, that shehayom, that the count is part of the bracha, so then after you made the bracha and you had the wrong count or you didn't count, so then the bracha is in l'chud. So either way, the bracha shouldn't be a problem at all. No one says Shomea Ka'one on the bracha. The Shai looks at the actual counting. Why would I even say it on the actual counting? So that's the Gemara. The Gemara Torah tells us, Usfartem lachem. So the Gemara Drash is lachem, we'll call echad ve'echad. Each person has to do their own counting. So the Chok Yaakov seems to be saying a chiddush here. You know, if you take the Gemara literally, that's what it means. He says it's coming to exclude the halacha of Shomea Ka'one. So, of course, Sfiras HaOmer is L'chol Echa V'Echa. What do you have to tell me? So, L'chol Echa V'Echa must be excluding the mitzvah of Shomea Ka'one, and we have to do it physically by ourselves. The Pri Chadash and others disagree and say, of course, there's Shomea Ka'one, which is probably the pashtus. There is Shomea Ka'one. So what could the Gemara, what does the Torah mean? What does the Gemara mean? That's a separate halacha because we have a, where else do we have a Sfira? We have a Sfira by Shmit and Yovel. So therefore, just like basin counts the years to the Yovel. So I think maybe when it comes to Sfira HaOmer, maybe it's on, maybe the basin counts. So therefore, it comes to, it's not coming to exclude Shomea Ka'one. Shomea Ka'one, of course, works. But it's coming to exclude that the basin doesn't count and you count. That's a machlokas among the Achronim. So therefore, the minhag is that when possible, one tries to rely on, one tries to say it themselves. However, in a scenario where you can't do it, let's say you can't talk for 24 hours. You're going in for surgery on your throat, and therefore you're not able to talk, so then you should rely on Shomea Ka'one, because that's the pre-Chadash, and others say it. L'chatchilo, the meaning is that we try to do it ourselves, because since it's the Machlokas, pre-Chadash and Chok Yaakov, whether Shomea Ka'one works or not. So therefore, all things being equal, we go ahead and count our own sphere.